www.rights.com. برنامج يور رايتس مع المحامية جمانة كيروس المختصة في قضايا حوادث السيارات، مع نخبة من المحامين في اختصاصات عدة منها الطلاق والهجرة والإفلاس، يأتيكم الآن على الهواء مباشرة.
طاب توقاتكم مستمعينا، وأهلا بكم في حلقة جديدة من برنامج يور رايتس، تأتيكم على الهواء مباشرة مع المحامية جمانة كيروس. بإمكانكم المشاركة في هذه الحلقة على الهواء، والأرقام في الاستوديو 313-769-6666 519-256-1023. هذا البرنامج يعاد بثه مرة أخرى على اليوتيوب، كل ما عليكم هو زيارة قناة جمانة كيروس على اليوتيوب. أيضا بإمكانكم التواصل معنا عبر الواتساب، والرقم هو 313-327-7074. مكاتب المحامية جمانة كيروس تتعامل مع قضايا الإصابات الشخصية من ضمنها حوادث السيارات، إصابات العمل، قضايا الأخطاء الطبية والهجرة والتجنس والضمان الاجتماعي. رقم الهاتف في مكتب المحامية جمانة كيروس 248-557-3645. تحياتنا لكم ونرحب بالمحامية جمانة كيروس. جمانة مساء الخير.
مساء الخير رامي، يعطيك ألف عافية، كيفك اليوم؟
الله يعافيك، الحمد لله، نسأل عنك إن شاء الله بخير.
كتر خير الله. مساء الخير لكل المستمعين. رامي، هل عم تسمعني واضح ولا بتحب علي؟
شوي علينا صوت أكثر جمانة وكل شيء تمام.
لح بعد ما بعرف أي واحد منهم، فلح علي هيدا اللي
تمام.
هلأ أحسن،
هذا تمام.
أوكي، this is what it is. أوكي أوكي. الآخرين اللي هني connected للسبيكرز الهاتفونز، هني للسمع إلنا نحن.
بالضبط بالضبط،
لصوتك أنت. Very good. أوكي، مساء الخير. أنا اليوم مبسوطة كتير، ومثل ما بتعرف حضرتك رامي تكلمنا تحت الهواء. عم بستقبل اليوم بطريقة رسمية لأول مرة على الراديو محامي أنا كتير معجبة فيه، ومعجبة كتير بجدارته، ومعجبة كتير بخبرته، وهو انضم إلى فريقنا. هو ما بيشتغل عند المكتب، بيشتغل مع المكتب. عنده 33 سنة خبرة في قانون الإصابات ضمن العمل والضمان الاجتماعي. الإصابات ضمن العمل يعني workman's compensation، الضمان الاجتماعي وبالتحديد اللي بنقول اسمه SSI أو SSD. حكينا عن هالمواضيع بالماضي، صار لنا تقريبا 3 شهور منتعامل مع المحامي. يمكن في مستمعين بيعرفوا عن مين عم بحكي، لأنه وقت عم يجينا الاتصالات هذا المحامي هو اللي عم يستلم كل الملفات. 33 سنة خبرة في مجال الإصابات ضمن العمل والسوشيال سيكوريتي. بحب رحب للمرة الأولى، وبإذن بإذن الله مش للمرة الأخيرة، وبالمعدل تقريبا مرتين بالشهر، المحامي لورينزو دي أغسطيني، أتوني لورينزو دي أغسطيني. I am extremely happy to have you with us today. I know how busy you are. Thank you for coming to the office. Thank you for joining live on the radio station. I am very, very happy to introduce you to our listeners for the first time, and God willing, not the last time. God willing, on average, we will have you about twice a month. I know what a very busy practice you have. You have been practicing in workman's compensation and social security disability, specifically SSI and SSD, for 33 years. Am I correct?
That's correct. And thank you for having me, Jumana. I appreciate the time that we can spend together.
I very much appreciate it as well, and I know the listeners are going to greatly benefit from your experience. Rami, can you tell me if attorney Lorenzo Di Agostini is far from
yes.
the...
Yes, I think he's
yes,
far a
Yes, you are texting
bit.
Uh-huh. me. Yes. So if you don't mind, okay, can you say something and let's see whether the distance is now correct?
Sure. Well, I look forward to answering any questions that the reader or the listeners may have, and hopefully that we can get some people some help.
Okay, so I am being asked if you can get a little bit closer. Okay. Is that possible?
Is that a little better?
Is that better, Rami?
Yes, it is better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 I will put his mic up. Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. We'll see if this is better. So one of the things that sometimes other lawyers, they go back and forth from the mic, and that will be an issue. And I know you're very, very soft-spoken. Okay. So
I've never been called soft-spoken
yell,
before.
Yell, scream.
Okay.
You are of Italian origin after all, right?
That's correct. Very proud.
Okay. Of course. Yes. Of course. We're very happy to have you. I want to encourage the listeners to call, because we have an attorney truly, truly, and I speak now from experience. I mean, we've been working with him for about 3 months. And like I said, Rami, there are a number of listeners, I believe, who have already dealt with attorney Lorenzo DeAugustini through our office. He and 15 other lawyers, a total of 16 lawyers, handle exclusively SSI, SSD, workman's compensation, and there are some lawyers in his firm who also do what we call short-term disability and long-term disability. That will be a subject for another day. So أي شخص بيحب اليوم يتصل عنده أي أسئلة لهذا المحامي اللي هو للحقيقة كتير عنده كتير خبرة. I was trying to find حامل بالمعلومات وبالخبرة 33 سنة رامي ما في شيء مثل الخبرة بصراحة
طبعاً.
الخبرة واحدة مش كافية بدك كمان شخصية بدك كمان لطف بدك كمان جهد بس الخبرة حتى الخبرة هي أحسن من الذكاء الخبرة بتعطي نتيجة أكتر من الذكاء بس طبعا الخبرة واحدة مش كافية 33 سنة خبرة بمجال social security disability وبمجال workman's compensation attorney Lorenzo DeAugustini we talked about how when you have a lot of experience 33 years in your case for me I don't know 23 years or something I don't remember anymore 1998 when you have a lot of experience appearing, first of all, studying the laws.
Yes.
And you're going to tell us about some nice changes today in SSI
yes.
and
yes.
all of that. I think people will like it. Studying the laws, number one. Practicing those laws, number two. But going in front of the judges, the magistrates, dealing with lawyers on the other side, that is a very, very good asset to have as an attorney and an asset that your prospective clients will greatly benefit from. Tell me why, you know, 33 years of experience in workman's compensation and social security, you know, result in great relationships and who specifically does it result in great relationships? Why? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, whenever you've been practicing for that period of time, obviously you have plenty of experience. You've encountered different situations. You've learned from all the different things that you've encountered and come across. And that's obviously a benefit for your legal talent. There's also the relationships that you make. Obviously,
oh, yes.
you are developing good relationships with other attorneys, with judges, with the staff members at the courts, with the people that you encounter, even in workman's comp. It may even be doctors that you're taking depositions of. Whenever you have good relationships with people, it always makes things easier. In other words,
if you have good relationships and you are respected
exactly.
and you carry credibility,
yes.
then it goes very, very far. It's a little bit who you know.
Absolutely. It's very much so. That always gives a benefit. It doesn't mean you're going to win a case or it doesn't mean that you're automatically going to get something just because of a relationship.
Of course not.
But it adds to your value. It adds to what you can get, what you can demand, the types of things that you can do. And it just gives you a lot of, like I say, a lot of ability to be flexible and to represent your clients in any way possible and get the best results possible.
It gives you a great advantage. That's the bottom line. And yes, the advantage is not in that, you know, exceptions will be made for you, not at
right,
all.
Right.
But when you've appeared, when you carry credibility because you have been doing this and people have seen your work in the
yes.
past, when you appear before a judge and the judge knows who you are because you've appeared before the judge before,
yes.
the judge has seen your ethics, the judge has seen your demeanor, the judge has seen your competence, that is going to greatly help when you appear before that judge or in workman's compensation, we call them magistrates.
Correct.
In social security, you're appearing before...
Administrative law judges.
Administrative ADLs.
Correct.
Administrative law judges. But also, I think, in dealing with the Social Security Administration, correct or no?
Yes, the staff is very important when you're dealing with the Social Security Administration. So you're admitting, you're providing documentation and things like that. There's timetables. There's who gets a hearing first or how quickly a hearing gets scheduled, how quickly you respond to requests for information. All of those things can help you in prosecuting a case.
So help me understand when it comes to SSI or SSD. First off, are the Social Security Administration offices open right now for people who want to apply for SSI?
They are very limited in how they're open.
Okay.
When you apply, you can apply online.
May I interrupt you for a minute? Sure. I just want to ask one question. When you say the staff at the Social Security Administration, do you know them? Do you know many of them by name? Like we know a lot of adjusters because we deal with adjusters from AAA. They tend to be the same. Yeah. Or we have several files with the same adjuster, so we kind of know who the adjuster is, the defense lawyer. Is it kind of similar in the Social Security Administration arena?
It is to a certain extent, but for me personally, I'm talking more about what we call the OHOs, the Office of Hearings Operations, where the hearings are actually done. That's a separate location than the Social Security, the district offices or those type of things. So the district offices, I don't have that great a relationship. I don't deal with them very often.
Okay.
I deal with the staff at the hearing offices.
Okay. Since we're talking about Social Security for a minute, number one, you just told me that the law changed effective December 21, 2021, to adjust for the inflation,
Yes. Every year the federal government looks at the economy. They determine what the cost of living is. If there's a cost of living increase, there will be it will be reflected in the new rate every year. The new rate is issued around the 20th or 21st of December every year.
Okay. So you just notified me that the minimum now for, there are other requirements, but the financial maximum for qualifying for SSI is no longer $2,000. Now it is $2,500.
Yes, per individual and household.
So. Okay. And I'm going to take a minute to translate this because it's very important information. You also told me that the 793 maximum that one on SSI would get a month, not everybody gets that, but it was capped at a maximum 793, is now up to $840 or $845.
That's correct. That reflects the new large cost of living raise for 2022.
Okay, let me take a minute and translate this. So, Rami, بلغني إنه بديسمبر 21 سنة الماضية يعني من تقريبا شهرين ونص اللي هو دائما الوقت من السنة اللي الفيدرال جوفرمنت بيطلع على الكوست اوف ليفينج يعني على غلى المعيشة لحتى يشوف إذا بعض الأرقام اللي هي مساعدة حكومية لازم تزيد وبالتالي قرروا إنه للإنسان اللي هو مؤهل للأساسي دايما كنا نقول بالماضي انه لتكون مؤهل للأساساي مش بس بده يكون عندك إصابة بس كمان بده يكون مدخولك وثروتك متواضعة جدا لا أكثر من $2,000 صح؟ هلأ القانون تغير وصار لا أكثر من $2,500 سو علي الرقم من $2,000 ل $2,500 كمان كنا نقول بالماضي انه الاشخاص اللي مؤهلين للاس اس اي ممكن يحصلوا على تشيك بالشهر ماكسيموم لحد ال $793 غلوا الرقم كمان الفيدرال جوفرمنت طلع على الكوست اوف ليفينج طلع الرقم من 700 اب تو $793 لحد اب تو يا 840 يا $845 بالشهر يعني في بعض الاشخاص اللي عم بيتسمعوا اللي بيحصلوا على الماكسيموم اس اس اي بيمنت بالشهر هلا ما عادوا عم يحصلوا على 793 عم يحصلوا على 840 او 845 هيدول اشياء جديد بالقانون speaking of social security وبما انه عم نحكي وخليني ارجع اذكر ضيفنا لليوم وباذن الله مرتين بالشهر بالمعدل هو المحامي لورينزو دي اغستيني اللي عنده 33 years 33 سنه خبره workman's compensation and social security وبالتحديد SSI and SSD عنده خبره 33 سنه في اصابات العمل وفي الضمان الاجتماعي وبالتحديد SSI وSSD والمحامين الآخرين بالمكتب كمان بيعملوا short term disability و long term disability موضوع آخر لمرة تانية وإنما بما أنه عم نحكي عن موضوع social security وبدنا نشجع اللي بحب يتصل ويسأل أي سؤال بخص workman's comp أو SSI أو SSD 313-769-6666 أو بيقدر يبعث لنا a WhatsApp على الراديو 313-327 3137074. كمان مرة 313-327-7074. بما أنه عم نحكي عن موضوع الأساسي، من الأسئلة اللي دايما بتجينا على المكتب، هل فيكم تقدموا كمحاميين بالنيابة عنا على أساسي من البداية؟ سلح نسألوا هيدا السؤال، تفاجأت بالجواب والطريقة اللي هني بيتعاملوا مع هدول الأسئلة، ولح أرجع ترجمة للعربي. أتوني لورينزو دي أغستيني، speaking of SSI, not SSD. It typical, we get so many calls every week about, can you please apply as a law firm? Can you please apply on our behalf for SSI? We don't know how to do it. We want to do it right. And we don't speak very good English. And I was very surprised at what you said. You said, yes, we can. Can you be very specific and walk us through someone who's listening right now, who's going to call the office and say, I think I qualify. Can you help me apply? Say I called and I think that I qualify for SSI. I don't want to do it. I want to do it right. And my English may be limited. How do you handle that?
Certainly. So this is what we do every day. This is one of the things that our law firm offers that's a little different than most law firms.
Yeah.
And so what we do is when someone calls us, I will interview them and I will ask them the appropriate questions. And if I feel the case is worthwhile.
Meaning if they qualify for SSI. There is one thing to get SSI and that is qualifying. So you have to have the income, you have to have the medical. Okay.
Right.
We won't go into those details, but you take a look and you say, yes, you want to apply, but you will not qualify. And that's done.
Right.
But if the answer is yes, then what?
Then we will mail them out a packet in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's
A
few pages, three or four pages of simple, easy questions like the names and addresses of doctors, the types of medications they're taking, things like that.
Very simple.
Yeah, very
simple. It's not tricky at all.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. And then once they mail that back to us, then we electronically file the case.
Okay.
And then if it's an SSI-only case, the government will set up what's called an interview, a telephone interview.
Okay, by phone.
By phone. And they will interview that individual.
And what if the individual does not speak good English?
So then we ask for an interpreter.
When you file the, is it an appearance that you file on behalf of the client?
It's the initial application.
So what is it called? What do you file? An initial application. But the application has the name of the attorney, Lorenzo De Agostini, on it.
And then we file with that, we file an appearance.
An appearance, okay. So now the Social Security Administration from the very beginning is on notice that you are representing this claimant or applicant?
Correct.
Is the correct term claimant or applicant?
Either is one, but we generally use claimant.
Claimant, okay. Yes. So the phone interview has to be done by them.
Correct.
You cannot do it on their behalf. But you said to me it's very simple, it's very quick, it's not tricky. They're going to just ask you, you know, about your income.
Yes.
And maybe if it's SSD or SSI, a little bit about your work history.
Yes. Only in SSI will you do that interview.
Mm-hmm.
And they will ask you about your financial situation because they're trying to determine whether or not you meet the financial criteria.
For SSI.
For SSI, correct.
Okay. And what if I need an interpreter, an Arabic interpreter?
Right.
So you've already notified them
when
you filed your appearance that I need one. So they will call me and they will have a translator available?
Well, they require that you try to provide a translator. So if you have someone who can translate for you, but if you require one, you can insist that the government provide you a translator.
So the translator does not to be certified.
Correct.
As a translator.
Correct.
So a son or a brother or anybody like that. All right.
Yes.
And let's say, you know, I used my daughter and she translated for me.
Yes.
My work is done.
Yes.
Now it's your work.
Yes.
Now you will pursue the case until such time that I obtain SSI.
Well, there is a process. So the initial application takes several months before there's a decision.
Yes.
And if you are approved, then obviously we will help you get your benefits started. If you're denied, then we have to request to go before a judge.
Okay.
And then at that point, if there is a hearing before a judge, we will be there with the person. And if they need a translator, the government will provide a translator, a certified translator.
Okay.
And we will have the hearing and the judge will make a determination.
Okay. So the amazing news is that you can, other than this very brief interview on the phone, you can represent them from the very, very, very beginning. And this is news to me, to be honest. So I'm going to take time to translate it. But We just had a question. So tell me, Rami, if this is good for Attorney DeAgostini's level. Mm-hmm. So say something, if you don't mind, Lorenzo. We have a question.
Certainly. I just want to say that we have plenty of clients that don't speak English or speak very poor English.
Yes. Do you have Italian? Ethnic Italian?
I've had a few, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We have a question from Salam, and the question is, how do I replace a social security number card for my child?
Okay. There is a number that you can call. Unfortunately, I don't have it with me, but there is a very special number that's dedicated simply to changing your social security
so
card.
If you would be so kind to share this with me between today and tomorrow, yes. When I appear on the radio tomorrow, I will begin, Salam, Miss Salam or Mr. Salam, I'm not sure, by sharing that phone number. And let's say we give the number. How easy is it? Will a live person respond, or is it automated?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know the answer.
And can I, let me go on the record and say, yeah. These are the things that don't require a lawyer, and that is why sometimes we don't know the specifics. But it's good enough that yeah. You do know that there is a dedicated
yes.
phone number.
Yes.
So I think that right there, it's very, very much appreciated. I'm going to raise him a little bit more, and you tell me... If it gets better, Rami.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm raising mine and not his by mistake. Lorenzo, can you say something?
Yes. As we talked about before, one of the things I think that should be mentioned is with Social Security, any type of claim, if you do not speak English, that's never a problem for us.
Okay, so it must be mine that I'm raising. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to raise this one. Now, Lorenzo, you're going to give us the number?
I will give you the number. I don't have it now, but I'll try to get it to you so you can provide it at your next show.
Okay, very good. Rami, is it better?
الظاهر يمكن في واحد ثاني للمايك تبع لورينزو فمش مشكلة بعدين إن شاء الله نهتم بالأمر.
Okay. هلأ عم بدأ أرتالي واحد. Very good. طيب خلينا بس نترجم شوي معلومة مهمة جدا. أنا بصراحة ما كنت عارفتها بس الطريقة اللي بيشتغل فيها للأشخاص اللي بيهمهم يقدموا SSI واللي بدهم محامي يمسك لهم القضية السيستام تبعهم بيتصلوا وبيقولوا بدنا SSI بينبعت لهم بالبريد 3-4 صفحات هينين جدا لحتى يعبيهم صاحب الأمر ويبعتهم باك للورينزو هون بناء عليهم لورينزو بيحدد المحامي لورينزو دي أغستين بيحدد إذا هذا الإنسان اللي عم يحلم أنه يكون على الأساساي مؤهل يكون على الأساساي إذا كان مؤهل يكون على الأساساي بينبعت له للمعني بالأمر باكت تاني بيمضي هون لورينزو بيقدم application للسوشال سيكوريتي ادمنستريشن ومع appearance يعني عم ببلغ الحكومة انه هو المحامي لهذا الشخص ومع عم يطلب انترفيو للمعني بالامر ومع عم يطلب مترجم اذا المعني بالامر انجليزيته صعبة كل المطلوب من صاحب الشأن انه وقت اللي بيتصلوا فيه من السوشال سيكوريتي ادمنستريشن يعمل الانترفيو اللي بيقول هو انه سريعة جدا وان از نوت تريكي يعني ما فيها شيء لحتى يوقعوا الانسان فيه هي سريعة جدا بدهم بس يتاكدوا من شغلتين من السوشال سيكوريتي ادمنستريشن واحدة منهم شو مدخول الانسان اذا كان عم بيقدم على SSI والثاني تاريخه بالعمل لانه ممكن تكون أنت عامل اشتغلت في الولايات المتحدة بس ما عندك الأربعين كريدت وبالتالي بتحصل على SSI مش على SSD so بتكون الانترفيو سريعة وسريعة جدا هيدا نمبر وان و it's not tricky يعني ما فيها شي بيخوف وهيدا كل المطلوب من صاحب الشأن أكتر من هيك مش مطلوب لأنه وقت اللي بيبعت هو بيبلغ السوشيال سيكوريتي ادمنستريشن انه هو صار المحامي هون بيبلش الشغل وهون بتبلش بيبلش ملف الابلاينج فور SSI اللي ويل تيك سيفرال مانث او عده شهور اما بالنسبه للاستاذ سلام او السيده سلام اللي بعتوا سؤال عن how to replace a social security card للطفل إذا ضاعت بيقول المحامي لورينزو دي أغستيني إنه في رقم بيتصل الواحد عليه هلأ ما قدر يعطينا تفاصيل لأنه قيلتها هيدي الشغلة أكتر من مرة. في كتير أشياء ما بتلزم محامي، وبالتالي إذا بتسأل المحامي يمكن ما يعرف التفاصيل الدقيقة والتفاصيل المملة، لأنه ما حدا بيوكل محامي ليطلب له social security card. So منعرف كقاعدة عامة بس يمكن ما نقدر نعرف التفاصيل. So بإذن الله بكرة ببداية الحلقة، بكرة نهار الأربعاء ومنحكي عن حوادث السيارات، ببداية الحلقة منعطي الرقم للشخص اللي أو السيد اللي طلبت أنه the phone number للسوشال SSN card. كمان مرة منذكر نحن عم نستضيف للمرة الأولى وبإذن الله بالمعدل مرتين بالشهر المحامي لورينزو دي أغستيني، 33 سنة خبرة بقانون الإصابات ضمن العمل والضمان الاجتماعي SSI and SSD.
If I could interrupt.
Yes, please, always.
I do have that phone number.
Oh,
great. I just looked it up.
Okay.
So it's 1-800-772-1213.
Okay, and that's the number to
change or get a new Social Security card.
New Social Security card. Okay, so لنحصل على new Social Security card الرقم هو 800-772-1213 800-772-1213. كمان مرة 800-772-1213. Let me see what else I want to hit before we move on to... Okay, another question that we get asked a lot, Lorenzo, is can I be on SSI and work? Because a lot of people care about what comes with SSI, which is Medicaid,
sure,
health insurance. So they do not want to lose Medicaid, but they may be able to work or wanting to work to supplement a little bit. I know we can talk about that for a very, very long time, and it gets even more complicated if you are on Social Security disability and you
correct
want to work. But let's talk about SSI. The short answer is what? Can you be on SSI and work?
The short answer is yes.
However, can you be on SSI and make $5,000 a month? No.
Not at
okay
all.
So okay.
The best way to explain is this. For every $2 that you earn while you're on
the side,
SSI, on the side, you subtract $1 from your SSI.
So if I was earning, if the Social Security Administration was paying me the $840, if I make on the side more than double of that,
yes,
if I make $1,700, that is going to eliminate not just what they pay me, but even worse, the Medicaid.
Correct.
But if I am even a dollar less?
Well, again, that's where...
You may want to stay closer. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's where it comes into question as to why you're earning only a dollar less. So the Social Security Administration will investigate that. And they'll determine, are you manipulating that so you're $1 under, or is it really the limit as to what you can earn?
But let's say you are not trying to defraud the government to keep the Medicaid. Let's say it is so.
Yes.
Then there is no problem.
Correct.
Okay. So, نقطة كتير مهمة كمان حكينا عنها بالماضي. سؤال من الأسئلة اللي منسأل هو هل ممكن الإنسان يكون على SSI، يعني عم يحصل على SSI، عم يحصل على مدخول، المدخول هو هلأ صار بس لحد الـ $840 ماكسيموم بالشهر أو $845 في عالم بتحصل على أقل من هيك. So السؤال اللي بيطرح نفسه، هل بيقدر الإنسان يشتغل ويحافظ على SSI؟ واللي بيهمهم هيدا السؤال ما بيهمهم كتير شو عم يحصلوا من SSI قد ما بيهمهم البنفت اللي بتجي مع SSI اللي هي Medicaid. يعني حابين يشتغلوا، حابين يطلعوا شوية مصاري إضافية، بس مش حابين يخسروا Medicaid. والجواب هو yes، بس ما فيك تعمل كتير مصاري. كقاعدة عامة لكل دولارين بتطلعون على جنب انت وعلى SSI بدون يشلولك دولار من الأساسية، يعني بده يخف المعاش. يعني إذا إنسان عم يحصل على 840 اللي هي الماكسيموم لنقول سلم جدلا، هيدا الإنسان لازم يطلع on the side أقل من الدبل، لأنه على كل دولارين on the side 1800 ضرب 2 هي 1680. أي إنسان بيطلع أقل من 1680 إذا عم ياخد 840 مثلا، بيقدر يحافظ على SSI. بس هون النقطة هي السوشيال سيكوريتي ادمنستريشن رح تتساءل ليش فيك تطلع 1600 دولار أقل من الدبل بس ما فيك تطلع أكتر. سو بتصير خطرة شوي كل ما بتقرب على الدبل. بس إذا ما في شيء يعني نون كوشر بال 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 بالطريقة كقاعدة عامة لكل دولارين عم نطلعون على جنب منقدر نحافظ على SSI. بس رح يخف مدخول SSI لإله لهذا الشخص by one dollar. هيدا اللي بيطلع 140 مثل ما قلنا في عالم بيطلعوا أقل بكتير. عنا ما بعرف إذا السيدة رعد أو استاذ رعد ما بعرف استاذ أو سيد السيد رعد our first caller على هيدا الشو. We have a caller Mr. رعد.
استاذ رعد
يا أهلا يا أهلا وسهلا فيك.
الله يحفظك للجالية يا رب. شكرا شكرا للحضور وأنا دعيت لك بأول الوباء.
Oh you are so kind. يا أهلا وسهلا فيك. Thank you على كلامك.
عزيزتي سيد جمان الكابتن البحري إذا تذكريني. بس في سؤال
يا أهلا
القبطان البحري إذا تذكريني.
أوكي يس 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 يا أهلا وسهلا.
شكرا سيد جمان مشتاق لكم كتير للمكتب كله. Sorry for that.
No it's okay thank you.
الـ SCI والفوري كريدت الـ SCI خبرتي بالبرنامج إنه منه
short term disability.
أها.
بعتذر عم تحكي عن short term disability؟
إيه اللي خبرتي في نوع تاني غير ال SSI وفي فوري كريديت
حساب. Right. SSI and SSD. نعم.
أها.
نعم. شو السؤال؟ شو السؤال؟
ما عندنا فكرة عن الموضوع.
أوكي. So Mr. Rad wants to know what's the difference between SSI and SSD. And by the way, if somebody applies for SSD and they don't qualify, they may qualify for SSI, even though you did not apply on their behalf for SSI, right?
It's not that simple of an answer.
Okay, no problem. I withdraw the question okay. for a later time. Can we explain in plain language for yes. people who are listening, what is the difference between SSI and SSD?
Under SSD, you are getting out the money that you paid into the system.
Can I interrupt for a minute? First, you have to be, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I think I can maybe explain this. Maybe we should go a couple of steps back.
Okay.
Who is entitled to any SS anything? You have to be disabled.
Yes.
At a minimum. So if Mr. Rad is a healthy gentleman, he cannot get SSI. If Mr. Rad is a healthy gentleman, he cannot get SSD. So let's first establish yeah. as a first condition, you have to be disabled, whatever that means. So كأول شرط مش كل إنسان عم بيتسمى مؤهل للSSI أو الSSD. لا عم نحكي عن أشخاص عندهم إصابة إن كانت إصابة جسدية أو إصابة عقلية أو الاثنين بتمنعوا هيدا الإنسان من إنه يشتغل. عم نحكي عن هيدي الفئة من العالم. مش كل إنسان عم يتسمى بحق له SSI أو SSD. بده يكون إنسان disabled. ما رح ندخل بتفاصيل مين disabled لأنه ممكن نقضي حلقتين على شو مين disabled. بس خلينا بس نوصل أول فكرة إنه أول شرط نحن عم نحكي عن فئة معينة من الأشخاص اللي هن disabled. While we're on it, do you have to be an American citizen or can you be a green card holder?
You need to have a social security number.
And to have a social security number, yes. you have to be, you don't even need to be a green card holder.
There are some circumstances, it gets very complicated.
Yeah, we have to ask Sam, attorney where, Sam Safe, our immigration right, lawyer.
Where you can be a refugee uh-huh. and still qualify, but that's very limited.
The key is to have a social security
yes,
number.
Okay, yes.
It doesn't matter, let's not talk about any other status. If you have a social security number, and you have a disabling condition,
yes.
you may qualify.
You may qualify.
You
yes.
may. I know. Now, what is the difference? So, الشرط الثاني إنه الإنسان مفروض يكون عنده social security number. مش ضروري يكون green card holder أو American citizen. طالما عنده social security number، هيدي من الشروط اللي يقدم الإنسان. هلأ رح نحكي عن الفرق الأساسي بين الـ SSI والـ SSD، لأنه حلم كل إنسان ياخد SSD مش SSI، لأنه الدفع من الحكومة أعلى بكتير بالـ SSD من الـ SSI. Correct me if I'm wrong. All things being equal, people would love to qualify for SSD and not SSI because you get paid more than the $840. But not everybody who wishes that can get that. So what is the major difference? Yes.
So when you're working, if you make more than $3,000 in any one quarter, any 3-month period, you get a credit. And that depends on how much you pay in.
Every 3 months?
Every 3 months, you get a credit. Mm-hmm. And then when you become disabled, assuming that you have a severe impairment, mm-hmm. and you apply for Social Security, under SSD, you can get that money out. And it's different based on how much you paid in, how much you earned, what age you are when you take it out. So it's a very complex formula, but generally it is much, much more than SSI. But there are certain circumstances it can be less. The other important thing with Social Security disability is it's not coordinatable.
What does that mean?
In other words, if you are working, or excuse me, not working, if you have an outside income, like a rental income or investment incomes, or you receive an inheritance, that will not reduce or affect your Social Security disability.
But that will disqualify you from SSI.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Those outside incomes or those outside assets will reduce your Social Security or SSI, I should
say. Very important, so we must translate. So Rami, المتصل الأستاذ رعد بالإضافة لبعض الشروط الأخرى اللي بيفصل العالم اللي بيحصلوا على SSD من العالم اللي بيحصلوا على SSI، لأنه حلم كل إنسان أنه يحصل على SSD مش SSI. ليه؟ لأنه الدفع من الحكومة أعلى، ولأنه مع SSD مش بس تحصل على ميديكير، تحصل كمان على ميديكير. مع SSI بتقبض أقل وبتحصل بس على ميديكير. سو حلم كل إنسان إذا بترجع له أنه يندفع له SSD مش SSI. وإنما اللي بيقوله المحامي انه للانسان يكون مؤهل للSSD بده يكون على القليل، هو ما قاله بس بعرف بيعنيها لانه بحثنا الموضوع، لانه بعرف عن الموضوع طبعا وحضرنا الحلقه قبل الحلقه، لازم يكون عنده الانسان على القليل 40 كريدت عمل في الولايات المتحده. الأربعين كريدت ما فيك تجمعهم بست شهور وبثلاث شهور وبسنة ولا بسنتين ولا بثلاثة ولا بسبعة ولا بثمانية ولا بتسعة، لا أقل من 10. ليه؟ لأنه القانون بيقول لو أنت جيف بيسوس أو أنت أقل بفوتو مدخول، ما في حدا بيقدر يطلع أكتر من 4 كريدتس بالسنة. يعني تتحصل للأربعين كريدتس بدك مينيموم تكون عم تشتغل 40 كريدتس، يعني 10 سنوات. سو بدك تكون عم تشتغل مينيموم 10 سنوات، عم تدفع الضريبة تبعك، وهلأ منحكي بتفاصيل أكتر. هون بتكون أنت مؤهل، إذا عندك disabling condition بتكون مؤهل لSSD. ليه؟ لأنه الحكومة بتكافيك، أنت إنسان اشتغلت أكتر من 10 سنين، عم تدفع ضريبتك، عم تدفع الفايكا تاكسس وكل هالأشياء معك، هلأ أنت صرت بحاجة لمساعدة لأنه عندك disability. سو الحكومة بتكون موجودة وبتكفيك بطريقة أعلى أو أحسن، أو بتدفع أكتر من الأساساي، لأنه العالم على الأساساي ما اشتغلوا وما ساهموا، ما ساهموا قد يعني مثل الإنسان اللي بيترك شركة من بعد 40 سنة التقاعد تبعه مثلا، أو الشركة بتشكره بطريقة مختلفة وأعلى من الإنسان اللي يمكن شارك سنة أو سنتين أو ثلاثة تقريبا. يعني عم بعطي هيك شوية as an example، كمثل يعني لوصل الصورة. سو الأشخاص اللي اشتغلوا أكتر من 10 سنين وعندهم disability مؤهلين لل SSD. هلأ السؤال اللي more complicated هو how much SSD. نعم ال SSD بتدفع أكتر من ال SSI، نعم، بس قدي بتدفع مبني. This is where he says, this is where attorney Lorenzo De Augustini says it gets complicated and we can't answer that, you know, specifically. أولا بدك بيشوفوا قدي أنت ساهمت للسيستم، لأنه مش كل العالم بتساهم. في عالم معاشة أعلى بكتير من غيره، وفي عالم معاشة أقل كتير من غيره. So حسب قدي أنت ساهمت، حسب قدي انت طلعت مصاري، وحسب عمرك. سو هيدي منا فورميلا سهلة مثلا ما بيقدر يتصل فينا شخص هلا وقلنا انا عمري هيك نو اتس ا ليتل بيت مور كومبلكس ذان ذات بس كقاعده عامه هي هي. وبيقول هو انه كل 3 اشهر مثل ما قلنا هن 4 كريدتس بالسنه الماكسيموم الانسان بيقدر يجمعهم لمن بعد 40 كريدت اذا لا سمح الله صار عنده ديسابيليتي بيقدر يقدم ويحصل على الاس اس دي. بده يكون انت مدخولك كل 3 اشهر لا اقل من $3,000. كل ما بتعمل لا أقل من $3,000 gross, 3,000 gross, right? Not net. Every 3 months.
Yes, to earn a credit for the 3 months.
Right. Correct. So, لأربح أنا credit, رامي, January, February and March, بدي يكون على القليل مطلعة بهالثلاث أشهر مع بعضهم. مش ضروري يكونوا ألف ألف ألف. بس بثلاث أشهر مع بعضهم لازم يكون مطلعة gross لا أقل من $3,000. إذا طلعت لا أقل من $3,000 congratulations ربحت credit. إذا بضلني every we call it quarter every 3 months every,
yes,
quarter,
every quarter
every right. quarter إذا ضليت كل quarter طلع 3,000 بآخر السنة بكون أنا ربحت 4 credits. وقت اللي بيصير عندي لأنه حسب قدي صار اللي عم بشتغل وقت اللي بيصير عندي 40 credit ساعتها إذا عندي إصابة و it's a disabling condition سلم جدلا ساعتها أنا مؤهلة للأس أس دي مش للأس أس أي والأس أس دي بتدفع مصاري أكتر من الأس أس أي. أتوني لورينزو دي أغستيني a question about you know أس أس دي. Well, no, I'll leave it for a later show. No problem, no problem. Anything else you want to add about that, about SSD?
I did just want to mention that one of the things Social Security Administration allows for people to apply for Social Security on their own, for
sure.
disability.
Yes.
But it is a very, very complex area of the law. And I know, obviously, as an attorney, this is how I make money, but it really it is important for people to know that without the assistance of an attorney, it's very, very difficult to win your case.
So you sincerely believe that even applying for SSI on your own can be tricky?
Very much so, yes.
Okay. And the same, you don't need to hire a lawyer for a car accident, but if you know what we deal with and all the shenanigans and the increasing ways insurance companies are trying to trick our clients even after the accident happens, even in the initial call.
Yes.
Looking for something to find an inconsistency and alleged fraud and they tape the conversation, then you know you are better off. Do you need to? No, you don't have to. Are certain people capable? I'm sure certain people are capable. And certain people, I think, are less capable than they think they are because it's not a question of just speaking English and being smart. You have to understand the various ways a car insurance company or a car insurance adjuster will try to trick you. So I can say the same here. You do not need to hire a lawyer.
Right.
Are you better off hiring a lawyer? If you were my brother, I would say yes. And of course, we sit here as lawyers. We have a reason to say that. But in honesty and in good conscience, I would advise my brother. I would represent him for free, but I would tell him that I need to represent him, whether it is for SSI, SSD, or whether it is in a car accident.
I completely agree.
Right. Speaking of SSD, another question we get, and I think a lot of listeners do know the answer, but yes, you can work. We will answer Mr. Hassan in a minute. Yes, you can also be on SSD. By the way, is Medicare immediate as soon as you get SSD, or do you have to wait a few years?
If you're getting Social Security disability, you must be disabled for 30 months. 30 months before you're entitled to Medicare.
So you must be disabled for 30 months?
Correct.
Before Medicare kicks in?
Correct.
However, Medicaid kicks in from the beginning?
Correct.
Okay. So, شغله ثانيه مهمه من الاسباب اللي العالم بيحبوا يحصلوا على SSD هي مش بس لانه الدفع اكثر بس لانه بيقدروا يحصلوا على ميديكير وانما في رامي في انتظار شوي أقل من 3 سنوات. So أول ما تحصل على Social Security Disability بيعطوك Medicaid بس لتحصل على Medicaid بدك تكون على Disability 30 شهر أو أكثر يعني تقريبا 3 سنوات. So نقطة توضيح. Very quickly and we have 2 questions and we have about 11 minutes remaining. Okay. Very quickly, yes you can work And we're not getting into the details.
Yes.
But yes, you can work. You cannot make thousands and thousands. Yes, you can work and still get paid by SSD and keep Medicaid. And if you are beyond the 30-month Medicare, am I right?
Yes, just to clarify one thing. Medicaid only comes with SSI. It does not come with SSD.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I بعتذر. أنا عملت غلطة كتير كبيرة. بعتذر للمستمعين. SSD ما بتقدم Medicaid. So does that mean that somebody who has been accepted for SSD is on her or his own? There is no... But that is awful.
Yes.
They are on disability.
Yes.
They're disabled. Who's paying for that?
So you have to go on to the marketplace and purchase your own low-cost insurance.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That
yes.
is terrible.
Yep.
That is
but
really terrible.
To answer your question quickly about working, if you're getting SSD, you can make up to $1,390 a month. However, we strongly suggest that you stay $1,000 a month or less gross. And the reason we say that is if you're over $1,000 a month, then the government will start to investigate you. And you don't want them investigating you.
Okay, so you can make, if you are getting SSD,
yep.
you can make up to
$1,390 per month.
$90 a month.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I just want to remind the listeners, we are... meeting for the first time, and God willing, about twice a month with attorney Lorenzo D'Agostini, with whom we have been working exclusively on Social Security, SSI, SSD, and workman's compensation. كقاعدة عامة للأشخاص اللي هني على SSD يعني عم يحصلوا على SSD أول شيء بعتذر أنا قلت معلومة غلط 100% سو بحب أسحبها الشخص اللي هو على SSD بحياته ما بيحصل على Medicaid ولأنما لا يحصل على Medicare بده يكون disabled على القليل 30 شهر يعني يا للأسف رامي أنه أول 30 شهر الميديكير did not kick in ومش مؤهل للميديكيد سو بينصح للأسف المحامي لورنزو دي أغستيني أنه هؤلاء الأشخاص لحتى ما to be stuck with the medical bills أنه they're disabled يعني عم يتعالجوا يعني بحاجة لعلاج أنه يشتروا من الماركت بليس تاني شغلة بيقولها هل بيقدر الإنسان يكون على SSD ويشتغل مثل ما سألنا السؤال هل بيقدر يكون على SSI ويشتغل the answer is yes the short answer is فيك تعمل على جنب لحد الـ $1,390 بالشهر وما تخسر الـ SSD وإنما هو بينصح كل الأشخاص ما يعملوا أكثر من $1,000 gross بالشهر so هيدول مواضيع رح نرجع لهم again and again and again بس حبيت اليوم هيك نعطي فكرة عامي Mr. Hassan has asked do I pay federal taxes on my social security benefits so let's talk a wonderful question is this Hassan let's say if it is on SSI do you pay taxes
well social security whether it's SSI or SSD is taxable so it all depends on your whole income So if you make enough on Social Security disability that you're over the limits for taxation, then it will be taxed at the appropriate percentage.
Okay. So let me clarify that. And not everybody needs to file their taxes. I believe if your income is less than $6,000 or something like that. I know you're not a tax attorney
exactly.
and neither am I.
Right.
Okay. So is this Hassan? كقاعدة عامة كل إنسان إن كان عم يحصل على SSI أو على SSD نعم لازم يدفع ضريبة إلا وحسب شو التاكس براكت تبعهم فأقل شيء هي I believe the lesser tax bracket is 15%
12% I think
أوكي حسب التاكس براكت تبعك حسب مدخول العائلة كله استاذ حسن بس بدي بس ذكر انه مش كل انسان بالولايات المتحدة مفروض يدفع الضريبة تبعه اخر مرة اطلعت عليها بالبانديميك وبدي اتأكد من المعلومة قبل ما يعني ما بدي يتكلوا المستمعين على اللي عمولوا بس حسب ما بتذكر رامي اذا مدخولك اقل من 5,000-6,000 بالسنة مش مطلوب منك انه تقدم تاكسز I will kind of check, but the short answer, yes, you have to pay federal taxes on your social security benefits, استاذ حسن, whether they are SSI or SSD. سيدة ليلى بتطلب, بتسأل, if I file for social security at 62, so I think she's asking about social security retirement, at 62 and continue to work, will my earnings affect family benefits for my spouse, and my children. What a loaded question. So
It should not affect any benefits for your spouse or your child, but it could affect what you receive.
From Social Security retirement?
Yes. If you take early age Social Security retirement...
Which is 62. Yes, that's the earliest.
62 or 66. You are limited as to how much you can earn. If you make over a certain amount of money, they will reduce your early age Social Security.
Okay. So the short answer for Miss Layla, no, whatever she earns on the side will not affect the benefits for her spouse and children. What benefits is she talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. I am wondering whether Miss Layla is jumping from SSI to Social Security retirement because she reached age 62.
It's possible.
Can't people do that?
It's possible.
You are on SSI, yes. And now you hit 62. Are you required automatically to switch your status from SSI to Social Security retirement or SSD to Social Security retirement or no?
So the best way to explain it, let me assume that you're receiving $840 a month in SSI benefits. You turn age 62. You are required to take your early age.
You are required.
Yes.
It's not up to you.
It's not up to you.
Will somebody send you a letter or do you have to put it in your calendar?
I think they do it automatically, but I have to
check. Okay.
But the thing is if your early age Social Security is not equal to $844, they'll make the $840, they'll pay you the difference in SSI benefits.
Okay. If she were on SSI,
yes.
What benefits could she be talking about for before she hits retirement? If she is on SSI, are her children and her spouse getting anything for her SSI?
Under SSI, no. SSI is only for the individual.
Okay. If she were on SSD,
yes.
Will her children or her husband get any benefits?
If you're on SSD and you have a child that's under 18 years of age, there is what we call an auxiliary benefit for the child or children, but the spouse is not entitled to anything.
Those benefits, are they money or are they health insurance or are they both?
They're money only, no
okay.
health insurance.
So, عنا أقل من أربع دقائق خليني لخص سؤال كتير مهم. أولا سيدي ليلى بهمنا نعرف إذا أنت عم تنقلي من Social Security SSI ل Social Security Retirement لأنه إذا أنت ما عم تحصلي على SSI أو SSD وصار عمرك 62 ومنك SSI ولا SSD تقدر تحصلي على Social Security Retirement بس ما في شيء بيأثر على زوجك أو على أطفالك. سؤالك implies إنه حضرتك على SSD مش على SSI لأنه إذا كنت على SSI وعم تنقلي لSocial Security Retirement الSSI هي فقط لصاحبها يعني أنت أصلاً ما كنت عم تحصلي على أي benefits لا لأولادك ولا لعائلتك. يمكن سؤالك أنت عم تنقلي من Social Security Disability لSocial Security Retirement لأنه اللي على Social Security Disability وعنده أطفال تحت 18 الأولاد بيحصلوا على مصاري بالإضافة للشخص اللي هو disabled. So بفتكر سؤالك أنت على Social Security Disability بدك تنقلي ل 62 ممكن كتير إذا اشتغلتي if she works then the benefits to her children under 18 if she's switching from SSD to Social Security Retirement will go down, right? Or if she doesn't work.
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me repeat that with yes. the 2 minutes remaining.
Yes.
If Miss Layla were on Social Security Disability
okay.
and she goes on Social Security Retirement at age 62 without working, will the amount of money paid to her children under 18 go down because she switched status?
Well, I would see the first thing that I think is wrong about that is I can't think of a situation where she would be better off going on early age Social Security than collecting her Social Security disability.
Fine, because they force her.
Yes.
But my question is, if she was on disability and they force her to go to retirement, will the payment to her child under 18 months go down?
I got to be honest, I don't know the answer to that
okay.
because I'd have to know more about the specific
okay.
situation.
Her specific question with less than 1 minute remaining is, what if she's filing for Social Security disability at 62 and continuing to work? Will that affect how much she gets in Social Security retirement? Just the short answer, yes or no?
The answer is yes, it could affect it, yes.
Okay, and if she were switching from SSD to retirement, will the payment to her child under 18 go down if she continues to work?
I would need to know more specifics, okay. But the short the short answer is probably.
Okay. رامي بعرف خلص الوقت. نحن بنشكر كتير المحامي لورينزو دي أغستيني 33 سنة خبرة في مجال ال Social Security Disability SSI SSD Workman's Compensation. بفتكر المستمعين شافوا قديش he is a wealth of information. We thank you wholeheartedly, Attorney Lorenzo Di Agostini. You provided a great service today. Thank you for willing to do that twice a month for my community.